This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so, like, you got to kind of picture first, you know, like, not the very first, but, like, one of your first high school parties.
All right.
And we're doing this as, like we're partying at a friend's house, and his parents are out of town, and so a bunch of us, like, crashed there. And the next morning, a buddy was digging through a bag of chips, and he said, some of these chips are soggy. And I had put my hand in that bag of chips and felt the soggy chip and thrown it down the night before. And he was just grubbing on them. And
soggy potato chips. Else,
but yeah, they were like corn chips, like tortilla chips.
Oh, man. Was he drunk?
Well, we were drunk the night before, and he was, like, hungover.
All right.
So another buddy looked kind of, he heard this, and he just rolls over off the couch, and he said, yeah, I puked in those, and he rolled back.
Oh, he puked in it?
He puked in the bag of chips the night before. And so, yeah, my buddy was just sitting there grubbing on chips with extra salsa.
Oh, God.
Dip responsibly.
Pretty gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, look, man, puking, even if it were just water.
Dip responsibly.
Even just the idea of a soggy chip.
Like something, if you reach into a bag of chips and it's soggy, like something should just
so gross.
Yeah, pull your hand out quick.
Right.
I would never think to eat it. I'm going to eat it.
Okay, French onion dip, right? Sometimes a chip will get like broken off and down at a party. You know what I mean? Like, and you can't see it. But it's getting soggy in the French onion dip.
It's still gross.
And then you have your fresh chip, and you dip it, and you don't even realize that soggy chip. You just put it on your new chip, and you start chewing. You're like, soggy chip.
Yeah, I spit it out. And soggy look, chip. I know it's just soggy with dip, but soggy chips, I will never be able to make that okay in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't care why it's soggy. If it's a chip and it's soggy, I can't do it.
Also, Miles, people, if you break a chip off in the French onion dip... Like it, I don't know. It's like the Army Rangers. You don't leave a chip.
You got to go in there.
You got to rescue you gotta it with
get
a
out
bigger
of,
chip.
Yeah, you got to get that
you
out.
You get another chip
get
the
chip
out.
Because you did it.
Right, no chip left
it's like
behind.
It's like being a lifeguard.
Yeah.
What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got a bottle cap I swallowed out of a beer, and it got stuck in my esophagus.
How long was it stuck in your esophagus?
Well, we were having a party. I just got done surfing with my buddy, and we had a big swell down San Diego, so we were all stoked and going to go barbecue some steaks and drink some beers. Well, the cooler ran down. We lived in a condo that was three stories, had a big courtyard in the back, and he had left to go get more beer and left a half one there. Well, I wasn't going to run all the way back upstairs to get into another beer, so I swallowed his beer and it had a ball cap in it, and it got wedged into the bottom of my esophagus, and they had to put me under, burn it out, and let it drop in my stomach, then recover it with some kind of claw.
Ooh, and, Jesus. Yeah. So it was past the point where obviously your lung function is still fine.
Right.
So you haven't blocked that. So you can still breathe, but now you can't really swallow anything.
I could breathe, but it was like a pain in my chest. And then, of course, we had all my friends over. We were drinking, and all of them, and none of them had been to med school, but they all had a solution.
Of course, yeah.
Drinking shots of olive oil, eating food, trying to wedge it down. And about 3 a.m, I woke my wife up. I'm like, "We gotta go. We gotta go to the hospital."
When you explain to your wife why you have to go to the hospital, does she just give you that look that wives give you?
No, she was one of the ones coming up with solutions.
Ah, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this:
as hard as everyone else,
I'm trying to rack my brain here to figure out how a bottle cap you were able to swallow it. Did you try to bite the cap off? With a twist?
No, the cap, he had bent the cap in half and shoved it into his bottle.
Oh, and follow you. Okay.
Didn't want to litter, whatever the case may be. But yeah, my wife was fully aware of what a retard I was before this happened.
I can't believe a folded cap would not go down. You know, it must have got stuck just in the perfect
way. But if it went
way.
Sideways.
Right.
As it's going down, if it goes sideways, then it's still the same width. I like that, though.
I had a lot of tissue in my esophagus, so it latched onto that, and it wouldn't go into my stomach. So my concern was, if it did go in my stomach, how easy is this thing going
to
pass?
I was going to ask, is it almost better that the thing got stuck and you had to go to the hospital? Because, I mean, you think about the teeth on a bottle cap.
You could have torn your intestine or something.
That's what I'm saying. I do not want that thing going through my intestines and then shooting out of my anus
and ripping
me up. Or
just scrape all the way down your poop chute or whatever the deal.
That's what I'm saying. I'd almost rather go to the hospital with that.
What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so I work at a wastewater treatment plant.
Uh-oh.
So pretty much, yeah, and it's kind of crazy when I start talking about it. People are, because I'm so used to it, and it's like some people, it kind of throws them off. But we had to pull a pump out of a wet well. So that's right where all the sewage goes at a lift station. The lift stations are little stations all around the city that pump the sewage back to the main treatment plant. So we were working at a lift station, and we pulled the pump up to replace a part on the pump, and it's covered in the goo and slime and everything. And I don't really process what it is. I just kind of think of it as like mud or sometimes cookie dough is the way I think of it.
Okay.
And but we pull this pump up, and it's just covered in the slime. And I go to – we have to remove the bottom section of the pump, which is called the volute. And we unbolt it, and I'm taking a dead blow hammer to try and tap it off. And I wasn't really thinking, and my first swing hits the side of the pump that's got all that goo on it, and it just sprays all over my face and in my mouth.
And
oh, man, like, forgot. You know, I've only been doing this now. I worked on submarines before this, but I've only been doing this since July. So I was like, okay, you know, lesson learned there. And, you know, it didn't really bother me. And then kind of towards later, I was talking to the lead mechanic, and then he told me, he's like, you do realize, though, like, you are covered in whatever it was flushed down a toilet.
Sure.
So
right.
It could be semen, could be menstruation, no. It could be, and once he started listening,
could be cocaine.
Things,
it could be a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather have a poop sprayed in your face, swinging a hammer, or be back down in a submarine?
Probably poops swung in my face.
Okay.
Well, that says a lot for working on a sub, doesn't it? Jesus Christ, man.
So is that why Fremont's all torn up? Isn't that what they're doing? They're trying to put a new route to the pump station?
Oh, no, I wouldn't know about that. This is for the great city of Bremerton.
Okay.
Bremerton poop.
I know our...
lot of semen.
I know our neighborhood is all torn up, and I know it's all about waters and pumps and stations and all that crap. So
they've been working
on that for years.
Did you lose water maybe about a week ago? Or something? You might not have been home, but I had been doing something. I don't remember. I had the water on, and then when I went to turn the water back on, it's just not there. So all I said to my wife is, I said, look, I'm going to walk down to the street. If the street is torn up, I'm okay with this because that means I don't have to pay for it. If they're not doing anything on the street and we got a problem in the house, I'm going to burn this bitch to the ground because I'm fed up and I'm in a bad mood. Sure enough, the construction they've been doing for the last 175 years connected to this light rail stop, So they hit something or whatever the case was. But what I like is when I'm walking down there, both of my other neighbors are there. Hey, man, is your water working? I said, it's not. I'm sure it's something on the street. It was something on the street. I'm like, man, I wish they would just let us know if they're going to work on it. Because I said, I guarantee you someone's in the middle of a shower or whatever they're doing. About 30 minutes after the water went out, then we all get the text. It's like, ding, hey, just so you know, your water might be shut off for a while. We're like, well, we know.
Yeah.
It's been 30 freaking minutes, man. We know this. It was only somebody on for like an hour. That's what I
think. That doesn't sound like a planned stoppage.
No, not 30 minutes after the fact. Your water might go off. Like,
what,
right.
What unfortunately got in you or on you? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, heads up, dude.
Yeah, water might go off. Hello?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anya, speaking of what you might get, Anya.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So, okay, so my story begins, like, in the beginning of 2024, I started having severe abdominal pain. I mean, it was just incredibly... really, really painful. So I went to the doctor, the gastroenterologist, and they didn't really find anything. They said, okay, they did an ultrasound. They said, okay, you have gallstones, but it didn't go away. So during, like from May of 2024, the whole summer, I was getting really weak. I lost a lot of weight and I didn't understand. So I had a blood test, in the end of September, and then I got a call October 1st in early in the morning. He said, you need to go to the emergency room right now and get a blood transfusion because your iron level is really dangerously low. Because I live in a two-story house, and I couldn't even walk up my stairs without even taking a rest. That's how weak I was. I was just so anemic. So I went to the hospital. And they did a CT scan. They found a tumor in my right ascending colon because they wanted to find out where I'm losing blood. And I was having blood in my stool, but I didn't know it because it was very little. And so they said, okay, you need to have a colonoscopy. So I had a colonoscopy, and I did have anesthesia because I never had one. So that was kind of rough. And they found the tumor, and... So what happened was I said, okay, I'm not doing radiation or chemotherapy. So there's this new therapy called monoclonal antibody immune therapy. And what it does is it attacks the cancer cells or the tumor cells, and it acts like an army, and it blocks the cells from metastasizing to the other body organs. So I had that this year in January of 2025, and it killed the tumor. And it shrunk the tumor, so my tumor was like about 6 centimeters, which I don't know how much that is in inches, like a couple inches or something. So it shrunk the tumor so much that this, in like end of April, it left. What happened was I started getting abdominal pain again. And so I went to the hospital, and they did another CT scan, and they found that the tumor shrunk so much that it left a gap in my colon. I had a hole in my colon, a perforation, and feces and pus was leaking into my abdomen.
God!
So, I know. So I had to go to the emergency, I had to get an emergency surgery, and they took, the surgeon cut out 20 centimeters of my right ascending colon, and they couldn't put my intestines back, so I had to have an ileostomy, which is where they cut a hole in my lower right side of the of my abdomen, of my so the waste, the poop can come out through in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have a pouch that where my waste products came out through. So I had to heal, and so this past October, they did a takedown surgery where they reconnected my intestines so I can have a normal bowel movement. And so, and I'm all healthy. I gained my weight. When I lost weight, I was 112 pounds.
Yeah.
My normal weight was 145, and I was like really skeletal. And now I'm healthy again.
Oh, good.
I weigh 143. Yeah. So, I mean,
Andy, I'm going to be honest with you. Everything you told me has turned me on. I had to take off my pants. There's blood on my stool. There is pus in my colon. And I'm pooping in a bag, and I'm like, you might be the dream girl that I've always been looking for.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We'll sit and spin. It is a National Smith Day. We will celebrate with Guess the Smith. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.